You need to feel the burn and get a huge pump to grow your muscles. How many times have you heard training partners yelling for each other to make it burn and get another 3 reps? They think that pumping out reps until the stinging pain is unbearable causes maximum growth. No pain, no gain, right? No, that is wrong. This is probably one of the worst beliefs out there, that muscle burn and pump are important in achieving growth. Well, they are not. Hello and welcome. I'm Rahul, a performance coach, founder of Skill School of Performance. And before we dig deeper into the topic, I request you to please subscribe and follow me to be updated on all amazing future content. When your muscles are burning, what you are actually feeling is a buildup of lactic acid in muscles, which builds as you contract your muscles again and again. And lactic acid does trigger what's known as the anabolic cascade, which is a cocktail of growth-inducing hormones. But when lactic acid levels become too elevated, studies have shown that it actually impairs growth and causes tissues to be broken down. Now, you would ask, how does muscle growth work then? By lifting weights, you are actually causing tiny tears known as micro tears in the muscle fibers, which the body then repairs, adapting the muscles to better handle the stimulus that caused the damage. Right? Now, this is the process by which muscles grow, scientifically termed as hypertrophy. If a workout causes too few micro tears in the fibers, then the little muscle growth will occur because the body figures it doesn't need to grow to deal with another minor stimulus, right? Now, if a workout causes too many micro tears, then the body will fail to fully repair the muscles and the muscle growth will be stunned. If a workout causes optimal muscle tearing, but the body isn't supplied with sufficient nutrition or rest, muscle growth won't occur. So there are 3 cases now, right? Now you know all these 3 cases. For optimal muscle growth, you must lift in such a way that causes optimal micro tearing, and then you must feed your body what it needs to grow and give it proper amount of rest. While science hasn't been able to isolate the perfect weight range and workout volume for everyone, studies have shown that training with weights heavy enough to limit your sets to 6 to 12 reps, including at least 9 sets done per muscle group with this weight, causes optimal muscle growth. So I've given you the exact figure what you need to be developing your muscles. Now, working out like this also gives a pump, of course, but that's just incidental. So I hope I'm able to get you to the point of awareness that what is right for you and what is not. So if you seek professional help and how you can grow well under guidance and know what actions to be done to reach your desired goal, you can check out my training programs. Link is in the description. And my goal is to help you live better life today than tomorrow. If you like my content, please do subscribe and start following me and share it with your friends if you have not done so. Thanks for being with me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.